The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
With a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Thursday, and that would be October 9th, believe it or not. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And that means we have the beautiful Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth Realty team at Leavenworth Rinke Realty. Did I get all that
straight?
I know.
That is a mouthful.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is a mouthful.
How
you just need
you?
To know Christina Leavenworth.
There
That's
you
all
go.
You guys need to know.
That's it.
Yeah.
So tell me what's happening, this gorgeous weather.
Oh, my gosh. It's been so beautiful. We're loving it. Interest rates, if you're doing government loans, which would be VA, well, like that's for veterans, FHA, everyone thinks that means a first-time home buyer. That is not what it means.
Okay.
It just is a loan that a lot of first-time home buyers utilize, or USDA, different government loans. They're in the fives. They're at 5.9%.
So they are eligible for people that are not first-time home buyers.
Oh, yes.
I always thought that.
People always call us like, yeah, we want those first-time home buyer things.
Right.
And so some of them, you can't have owned a home for more than 2 years.
Okay.
But FHA is not that way. FHA, that they don't care about that. But sometimes some of the bond programs and grant programs, mm-hmm. Hometown Heroes money, that is
right.
stuff that they look at. But there's all different types of loans. And
wow.
a lot of them you can do 0%, and it's not any sort of first-time buyer special.
Do you recommend a website or a place where you can look those kinds of things up, or so you have to just do the
research? It's so hard to truly understand it and where you're at, and that's really why it's important to call us. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
You call us because we do it all day, every day. We're constantly being updated,
mm-hmm.
and there's plenty of times where we will call our lender going, hey, like, did something change here? Because there's constantly new programs. There's no way to keep up with it, and if you go online, you're going to mm-hmm. get a lot of bad information.
So the thing to do is to call a professional?
Yes, call a professional. Call us. Call the Leavenworth team, 850-378-1260, because we can help you navigate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like anything you do, you get so much advice on the internet. And maybe you're looking at a VA loan and you're already in a home and you're trying to figure out your eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of intricate stuff that it's not going to make sense.
Well, it's complicated, and it gets more complicated when you start listening to the news, because you hear all these interest rates, mortgage, da, da, da. You hear all these things thrown out there, and it's confusing.
It really is. And even if like you're going to ChatGPT, and we all love it, it's mm-hmm. all great, but you want to verify, because
yeah.
it's very cookie cutter there, and they don't understand. Maybe they'll tell you a credit score that doesn't apply here, because
mm-hmm.
real estate is local.
Right.
We have different insurance. We have so many different things going on. So
mm-hmm.
it's really important you call us, for sure.
And definitely be careful of ChatGPT, because my understanding is that it takes its information from the entire internet. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the accurate information. It's going to be all the information.
Absolutely.
So
and
there's no one
is,
verifying.
You know,
that
you might think, oh, because I read this here, this is going to be the best thing for me. But
mm-hmm.
once we hear your story and you're saying, I really want to live in Milton and I don't have much down, maybe we're going to say you should do a USDA loan.
There you
That's
go.
That's zero down. And here's what we can do. And these Hometown Hero money, it is forgivable. Like
mm-hmm.
you don't have to pay it back after
wow.
a certain amount of time. So that's where we can, it's like going online to figure out what's wrong with you and you have a problem. And you Google it and you say, my knee hurts.
Right.
And all of a sudden your legs should be cut off and you are sitting in a wheelchair the rest of your life.
I just saw my doctor this week and he said, Meg, do not go on WebMD.
No.
Don't do it.
Well, now everyone's going to ChatGPT and
right.
that's their new
oh,
doctor.
Oh, that's even probably worse.
That's their new doctor, where your doctor is like, okay, this is what's true. Here's
mm-hmm.
what's real. Here's what it says on the internet. So same sort of thing with real estate.
Right.
Where we can come in, and all the time people will say, oh, my Zestimate says.
Oh, boy.
That is always tough.
Mm-hmm.
There are times, I'll be honest, and I'll be the first one to say it. If you are in a very cookie cutter neighborhood and all your homes are pretty much the same, it is a D.R. Horton or Adams Homes neighborhood. They're all around the same square footage.
Mm-hmm.
You kept Zillow might be pretty accurate because that is the easiest home to comp.
Right.
And that's like getting comparables. And that's how we say comp as far as value. But what they do is they draw a circle around your home. They look at location. They look at square footage. And they do that. So waterfront homes, often, it's going to be way off because they're looking at non-waterfront homes. A home that's brand new versus old homes. If you have a brand new home in East Hill. So they just won't look at the differences between that, where we can go in and really get it a lot more exact.
No, that makes perfect sense. So if you have questions, the whole purpose of our show, Pensacola Expert Panel, is to bring the experts in for you to then be able to hear all about real estate, hear about all the different loans, hear about how to get your home ready to be a good buyer, a good seller, all these different things. And Christina is here to answer your questions. The whole point is so you can text and go, well, I was thinking about selling, but now I don't know. Or can you explain what this particular loan is about? That's what it's all about. So text it in right now, 850-437-1620.
Send in your questions. That makes it so much easier to do the show, to be honest. Well, Meg is super easy to talk to begin with.
And I'm so shy, though.
So shy. She's so easy to talk to anyway. But when you guys send in your questions, it makes it a lot more fun. So we kind of know what direction to go here and lean into that. Otherwise, sometimes it feels like you're talking about the same stuff.
Right.
But we have seen in the past week, you know, homes that have been on the market a little while go under contract where it's just a little surprising. And you're like, why now? Interest rates have dropped a tad. But I talk about it often, how during the end of July and August and early September, we see a massive slowdown. Just a lot of times it's the heat. It's the kids going back to school.
I was going to say, could it be that transition from summer to fall and school?
And even if you don't have kids, I think people are still kind of stuck in that where it's just so hot out. And then typically toward the end of September, things pick back up again. So we're in that seasonality and it typically picks back up almost to about Thanksgiving. And then it comes to a screeching halt.
Because of the holidays.
But we work through all the holidays, friends. So call us because that's a great time to get your home ready.
Right.
So we can get ready to get it on the market for that spring market.
And it probably picks up too because it's October now. I'm looking, if you have a family, you have a job situation, you're looking ahead to 2026, trying to decide, are we going to be moving? What do we need to do?
What does that look like?
What does it look
like? Also for a lot of investors, end of the year, they need to spend some money.
Right.
If you're a high income earner, some of these accountants go, hey, I think you need to go out and buy some real estate because there's all, I'm not a CPA, but there's all sorts of tax deductions that help them out. So, and honestly, it's a good time to do that because you can get better bargains. You can negotiate more. The other day I had someone, we were looking at properties that were like 450, 475,000 and his budget is 400. And he said, do you mind just reaching out to them? I'm like, absolutely. Like, let's just be upfront about it because we don't want to waste anyone's time.
Right.
And a few people I reached out to at that price point, I'm like, is there any chance they would consider a $400,000 offer? And he said, I'd write it up. So we're seeing some good deals out there for sure.
So they're kind of throwing out that high number just to see.
Yeah. And
not necessarily firm.
Yeah. So that's what we're seeing. And some said, no, they'll be underwater. There's no way we can do it. And the way I like to be, I don't like to insult anybody. So that's why I like to say, hey, here's the deal. His budget is his budget. Do you think this is something they can work with? And if they say no, well, we look at something else. Don't get his hopes up. But if it is, then, hey, let's go check this out. And I just always prefer that, even with negotiations a lot of times. The whole back and forth, I feel like often creates not a great environment. And it doesn't make the best transaction. So when we're negotiating, saying, hey, here's the real deal. Here's where they're at. Take it or leave it.
No, that's very simple, and you have nothing to lose by asking
and
just
feel
putting
like,
it out there.
You know, here's where it is, and we're not joking. This is where we're at. They don't want to do anything else, and because the whole game going back and forth stresses people out so much, and I love it when I work with other agents that do that too, and we can hash it out.
Yeah. Okay, I got a question. It just came in on the text line. And if you've got a question for Christina Leavenworth, our realty expert this morning, do text it in at 850-437-1620. So this one says, I understand your point about the free websites that offer home valuations. You were talking about Zestimate and everything. Is there a website that offers appraisals for a reasonable fee that offers a more sophisticated evaluation?
So you can always hire an appraiser. Appraisers cost around $600. But what I typically recommend is talk to us because we are that free resource where we will do a CMA. It's a comparative market analysis where we are looking at homes near you. Do they look like your home? Do they have similar upgrades? Is it around the same year, the same size? And we do this all the time. We do this for a lot of attorneys. I think I mentioned before how we're involved in probate sales and divorce real estate transactions. Right. Sometimes they don't want to pay the money for the appraisal. So they'll come to us first saying, hey, can you run this for us just to let us know if people are close to, you know, what they're wanting? Is that close to what you think it would actually sell for? And that just happened the other day. And we look at it and we say, yeah, sure, no problem. That is just a service we do. It's what we do all day, every day.
Okay.
So yeah, if anyone wants to know, let us know. And our goal is A, we're keeping you updated on your value. And then B, if you ever do sell, you know who to call.
Okay.
And we're honest about it. We are. I had someone the other day who had a condo, and we've talked about how condos are a little harder to sell right now on Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, it's interesting to me too.
Just due to it's priced out the investor market for the most point. With the interest rates, the insurance, the HOAs, with all of that. And I told her, I said, you know, here's the most recent sale. If I were you, I mean, you need to list it around there. There's no indication it would be higher. And if you're needing a whole lot higher for you to sell, it's probably not your time to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there right now.
When will it get
there?
Honest about
I don't
it.
Know. No one has that crystal ball. Could it get worse? Maybe. Mm-hmm. The best time to sell is when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's honestly when you're ready.
Got another question for you, a little different topic. Mm-hmm. Does Christina or anyone in her office do commercial property sales?
So we have a partner we work with. Our main jam is residential, mm-hmm. but we do have a great commercial realtor that we work with. If you give us a call, we can hook you up with them.
And what's that number?
850-378-1260. So we can hook you up with them. I took a commercial class. I thought I was going to really lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found, I think that like, I'm just better at the residential. I am. Because I'm so good at it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to learn.
You're a people person.
I don't want to learn
respect.
A new trick. Well, yeah. They were saying, they're like, it's all these off-market deals and handshake situations and this and
starts
that.
Getting slick,
and I'm
right?
like, I like marketing. I like marketing these homes. Mm-hmm. I like being able to have it everywhere on the internet. I like, you know, I don't know. I kind of like working late hours versus like commercial people. They have 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like, you know, 9 p.m. being like you have an offer on your home. So that's really where we're really, really good at. But again, we have great people that are commercial. Just text or call us and we'll hook you up.
Okay. Well, I think one of the things that's an attribute of yours is that you're a people person.
Yeah.
And so the part that you shared this before, I can't think of anything better than to see somebody when you hand them the keys to their new home.
It's
what a
so
great,
fun.
I just think that's the greatest thing when a dream comes true and you've helped make that happen.
It's so amazing. Or even like grandparents that are moving to be near their grandchildren.
Yeah.
And that type of thing, just being able to help them in their next phase of life and help them get through it with as little stress as possible, some money in their pocket, and being able to help them navigate that. And, you know, a lot of times we have a lot of clients that are so appreciative. They're mm-hmm. like, I could have never done this without you. Like, I don't know how you do it. I have a friend who's a surgeon, like a really like awesome surgeon.
Single?
No,
just kidding.
But she was like, I don't know how you do this job.
Aww.
Like, she's like, I would be having like panic attacks and all this. And I'm like, I don't know how you do your job. Like, your job is way harder. But when you're in it, it's so stressful. Where you are like, you know, on this roller coaster. And when you're talking about your home, it's not only your most valuable asset, it's your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's your sense of security and
of
safety
course.
And so many memories there. So it's incredibly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's financial. It's all the things.
It's everything that you would stress out about.
Yes, yes. And when you have someone that goes, okay, you know, I moved all my belongings here and we can't close today. I have nowhere to go. I have my three dogs in my car. No hotels will take me. That's why you need a realtor who keeps everything together and stays on those timelines so
right.
you're not closing late. And I talk about it. We had some attorneys come talk to us recently, and I was like, we are the most type A realtors. Like, I want the closing statement a week ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I want all this. I'm like, because honestly, you're babysitting everyone.
Well, sure.
So,
and things happen, and there's typos and other things. Someone's got to be monitoring that.
I mean, but a good realtor is a professional babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, because no one responds to you half the time. I'm trying to get a flood policy transferred. And yes, because of the government shutdown, it's slower. But the insurance agency I emailed, I've emailed them 2 times. They still have not emailed me back. So now we're going to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we might have to show up. And it's so frustrating. You're like, I'm trying to give you business.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, hey, did you file this? Did you do this? But I do think that's what makes a really good realtor, because we've seen all this happen and other people drop the balls. we babysit the other agent.
Right.
We were babysitting them, saying, hey, was the appraisal ordered? So I joke about it, but we are professional babysitters as far as all the other people involved in the transaction. And then with our clients, we're best friends. We're psychiatrists. We're counselors. We're all
handholders.
Yeah, all those things.
Well, there's just so many moving parts.
There are.
That's the thing. Okay, got another question for you. This one's a little long, so I'm going to read through this one. This is from Billy. He says, what are initial steps I should consider? Because right now I like my home in Gulf Breeze, but I'm looking at getting a second property in cooler weather. But I also wouldn't mind selling everything and just building my perfect house. How do I start to make the comparison of what's right for me?
Wow. Oh, man, that's so hard.
Yeah, that's a lot of choices.
That's really hard. Honestly, I think having a conversation, talking to us, and us being able to say, here's where I think your home would move at and how many days, so you can plan for it. Building is a tough process, and especially if you're trying to do it further away. That might be kind of tough. So figuring out how to make all those parts work together, because you have to get the land, get with an architect, get with different things. And some people, when we talk about it, they go, okay, yeah, that sounds like a lot. I think I'd rather buy a pre-existing home and go that route.
Right.
Or maybe you rent in that location and then build. And we talk through all of it with you. We say, okay, how's your appetite for this? You know, again, or maybe we could find you a spec builder there, but that's not building your dream home. So figuring out all that stuff. And a lot of times when people approach us in this situation, we tell them, we're like, just go up there. Go up there, do a house hunting trip. See what's available. See how much it costs. Just get a feel for the area. And either you're going to come back super excited and be like, yeah, we're selling our house. We're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to go, yeah, you're going to feel it in your gut.
It's funny because sometimes you think you want something out there and you start shopping around and you realize you already have it.
Yeah. And so we see that sometimes.
Yeah.
And we've even told people that. We go, why are you selling? Everything you just described is where you're living. it sounds like you love where you're at.
Right.
And if you are going to that other location, we vet realtors for you. So we will call them and they will be at the top brokerage in that area. And our goal is to help find someone similar to us, because the way we look at it, it's an extension of our team. Because if we recommend them, I want it to be a good experience. So you're getting a similar experience with them. So that's another thing. If anyone's ever looking to move anywhere, call us so we can do that for you, because we know the questions to ask. And that way you're not just getting some random person that sells one home a year.
Mm-hmm. But also the fact that you have the expertise across the market, all the different areas, but the fact that you do know the difference between a new, brand new home and building it versus a condo versus something that's been established. I mean, there's so many different parameters to consider.
And also building a home financially, it's usually going to cost you a lot more if it's your dream home.
Right.
You're looking at 20% down in most scenarios, and then you have to find the land and then get your plans done. It's a trickier dance, and I've done it. I've custom built before, so I understand the process, and I am type A, and I'm on top of things, but it still cost more. It took longer, and that lack of control can be infuriating for some people, and especially if you're not there to oversee it. Because when we custom built, I was there every day
looking
at it, checking on it, because it was around the corner, and trying to make sure things were moving along and they weren't making mistakes. Like, there was supposed to be an open stairwell, but then it was closed off.
Oops.
And you're like, what's that? So things like that. And if you talk to anyone who's built, they've done it. But it is pretty cool when you see it being like, hey, I did that.
Right.
And it is cool.
To order. It's what you really, really wanted. So that's a dream home, really.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, is Parade of Homes this week?
I think so.
So I was just looking at the magazine. I think there's
I probably should know more about that. It's
The Home Builders Association. And I've got the guide from Malcolm. Malcolm Ballinger's here during the week. But I was trying to find the dates of it. I'll get our research department on it.
So,
and I'll find that for you.
So usually that's the builders that do that. It's not any of the existing homes. So we're not real involved in it. But it's fun to go. And if you are thinking about building your dream home, you can say, oh, I like this. I don't like that. I like this floor plan.
It's great to get ideas.
Absolutely.
It is this weekend, October 10th through the 12th. So you can pick up a Pensacola Parade of Homes, and it gives you the guide to the whole tour and everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat.
It's a nice way to just see what you like and don't like, and just a great way to spend a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And this is going to be 0% chance of rain all weekend.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
There you go.
Oh, and this drier weather, it's going to be great. A great time to look at homes. Even the ones we have listed, we have some great ones.
Oh,
we always do.
Do tell.
We have fantastic homes. We and they're all on our website. I can go through all of them, but we have a lot. We have a great condo over at Windermere in Perdido Key. Mm-hmm. It grosses $65,000 a year, and we have that for 490, big open Gulf views. Mm-hmm. We have a great home on Gadsden. It's a 3-for-1 special. It has a pool. Ooh. It has been totally redone, and then it has a potential duplex in the back.
Nice.
Which is cool. Awesome home on Noriega that sits on an acre. It has private access to a beach. It has tons and tons of storage for your toys. Mm-hmm. The best outdoor area ever. Like, I can keep going. We have a ton of great listings.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And you can follow me on social media because we talk about them and we show them to you all the time.
And she does a great job with social media, having been a television reporter. So her videos are great. I watch them all the time.
Yeah.
With good ideas, things to do. I mean, you just really, I think the thing about you is that you are 24/7 involved with this. You look at every aspect of it and you get into the devil's in the details.
You have to. No matter what industry you're in, you mm-hmm. have to be a geek about your industry. You have to be obsessed with it and know everything that's going on in it and constantly mm-hmm. wanting to learn. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
And there are times people say, have you heard about this? I'm like, nope, tell me more. I need to know about it.
Well, the fact that you're also very involved in the community. So there's the networking, like you said, hearing of these other resources, hearing of things that are coming on the market.
Totally. So the more you know about your community, mm-hmm. the better you can help people as they're moving here, letting them know, okay, hey, here's something that's going to be coming up. There's a new subdivision going here. Here's some development ideas happening so they can make the best decision for themselves. Mm-hmm. The worst thing is when someone buys a house and then there's a big surprise after the fact.
Yeah, that's not good.
And we try to avoid that to make sure that they are fully aware of everything.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm just such a big believer in the American dream. Mm-hmm. And the American dream often includes owning a home.
Right.
Owning a home, having the white picket fence or whatever you want,
sure.
and having a home and building wealth mm-hmm. and not having a landlord that can kick you out. And now you have those expensive moving costs. Oh, I do have something to talk about. So I serve on the Habitat for Humanity Land Committee.
Oh, great.
So, but they have a lot of houses, mm-hmm. But not enough applications.
That's so fascinating. I find that wild.
Yeah,
okay.
So they don't have enough applications. There are some requirements. Mm-hmm. Like you do have to have a 640 credit score, but they're going to work with you on your payment to make sure that it doesn't exceed, I believe, 30% of your gross income. And they do this. They package it to make it a lot more affordable.
That sounds
great. These are
great.
Not free homes. Mm-hmm. I think people think they're free. Homes.
No.
But they're just a way to help people that maybe wouldn't, get a certain home like this otherwise mm-hmm. and to be able to get in it. And then they'll help counsel you. I mean, there's a program you have to go through, but if you just Google like Habitat for Humanity Pensacola, this is a great option for you.
No, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I saw that in the news as well. And it's a great organization.
It's a great organization. They build amazing homes and it's a really great way for someone to become a homeowner. And these homes are worth around $250,000 that they're getting.
What an investment.
Yeah, so they're getting about a $250,000 home, but their payment likely won't match what mm-hmm. a $250,000 home would look like. They're all 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Nice.
So it's really, really great. So if you go to their website, they have all the requirements on there, and you mm-hmm. can look and see. You have to make some income. You have to, have a 640 credit score. If you don't have it, they have counselors that can help you do it. So.
You can build up to it and take your time. So, okay. So the one that had texted in, Billy, he said in his initial statement, what are the initial steps I should consider right now? Well, I would suggest that you call Christina right now.
Yeah,
she can
walk
through all of the different options because you're thinking condo, selling, reselling. That's exactly what you do.
That's what we do. We sit down with you and we talk about it. And I'll get your info from Meg and text you.
Okay.
So I'll get that. But yeah, I mean, it's just we need to sit down with you and then go, okay, where are you wanting to go? And then really saying, okay, what does this look like?
Mm-hmm.
Doing some research. Like how much is it going to cost to build a dream home?
Right.
What is building prices there? That sort of thing. Or if you get, an existing home, looking at that and just coming up with a game plan.
Just got a comment. Says, I love Christina. She is a powerful force of truth.
Oh, I love
it. How about that? Okay.
Is that my husband?
No.
Just kidding. Yeah, right. That would be
actually,
my husband.
Shannon. Do you know
that's
Shannon?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's awesome. My husband, he would not say that. He would
Force of truth.
I'm going to tell
your husband.
Someone on the radio today said I am a powerful source of truth.
Force of
yes,
truth.
Yes. And he'll roll his eyes going, oh, just what Christina needed.
I love it. Okay. And then finally, we have a last one. We'll try to squeeze in. We only have a few seconds left. My daughter is 24 and still lives at home. Can she apply for the Habitat for Humanity?
I bet she
homes?
Can. She has to have some income. You have to make some money. But
okay.
I bet she totally could. So,
okay. That sounds good.
They do need to live here and have a job here. You can't try to apply out of Colorado or something. But anyways, guys, This was awesome.
Okay. Your website, your phone numbers, everything.
Yeah, just Google Christina Leavenworth. And number's 850-378-1260. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you so much, Christina. It's always a pleasure. Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. Just Google Christina Leavenworth and you won't regret it.